Machine Gun Kelly groped by a fan during a concert. Rage Against the Machine's Tom Morello was tackled in Toronto, and a video reveals Nicole Scherzinger's role in creating One Direction. It's Monday, July 25th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Machine Gun Kelly was groped last week in a concert in Portland, Oregon. The 32-year-old rocker was performing in the crowd when an overzealous male fan trying to snap a selfie with him reached around and grabbed him below the waist. In a video clip posted by TMZ, MGK is seen pulling the fan off his crotch before the bodyguard swoops in to pull him off. It's not clear if the sexual assault was intentional. In 2017, Harry Styles brushed a fan's hand away from his crotch during a concert at the Hollywood Bowl, and Panic at the Disco road manager Zach Hall took to Twitter in 2019 to warn fans about getting too personal with singer Brendon Urie during his shows. "I'm done with this crap of kissing Brendon during the death walk. If I see it, you'll be kicked out of the show right away. The end." Machine Gun Kelly is currently on his mainstream sellout tour, which stopped in Vancouver on Friday and hits Montreal on July 31st. You can see the video of the encounter with the fan in the link in the description for this episode. Rage Against the Machine guitarist Tom Morello was tackled by a member of his band's crew Saturday night during a concert in Toronto. Near the end of the show, a fan jumped on stage and ran towards Morello. A quick-thinking bodyguard rushed to protect the 58-year-old musician, but ended up taking him down. Rage Against the Machine frontman Zach De La Roca noticed the commotion and shouted at his bandmates to hold up. Morello stood up quickly, raised his arms to the air to let the crowd know he's okay, and then the band finished performing, killing in the name. On social media, Rage Against the Machine has not commented on the incident. We have some fan footage in the link in the description for this episode. Newly released footage from the UK competition show The X Factor reveals the key role Nicole Scherzinger played in putting together One Direction. Scherzinger, a guest judge on the seventh season of the show in 2010, is seen poring over photos of contestants with Judge Simon Cowell and Louis Walsh following auditions. Niall Horan was chosen first to be part of the potential boy band, followed by Harry Styles. "They're the cutest boy band ever," Scherzinger said. "I love it." When Louis Tomlinson was added to the group, she noted, "The little girls are going to love him." Scherzinger hyped the trio to Cowell and Walsh. "They're just too talented to get rid of, and they've just got the right look and the right charisma on stage," she opined. "I think they're going to be a really great boy band together. They're like little stars. You can't get rid of little stars when you put them all together." Next to be out of the group was Liam Payne. Scherzinger said he could be the leader of the group. And then Zayn Malik. The judges looked at the photos of five young singers and decided they had to come up with the ideal boy band. One Direction went on to become a global phenomenon, released five studio albums between 2011 and 2015 that spawned hits like What Make You Beautiful, Story of My Life, and Best Song Ever. Malik quit the group in 2015, and several months later, the remaining members announced they were taking an indefinite hiatus. We've got a link to the video in the description for this episode. Thanks to John and Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.